Welcome to the Liberty Cafe, where oppression is on the menu. Hello, this is Bill Peacock, and welcome to episode 70 of the Liberty Cafe. I'm really grateful to have you here with me, listening to us and taking part in what we're doing here at the Liberty Cafe. And it's really good also to be a part of the Texas Scorecard team. They're our sponsors for the Liberty Cafe, and they are doing great work out there. I'm glad to be a part of working with them. So go to texasscorecard.com and see what you can find out about the fight for liberty here in Texas and really across the United States, even the world. It's really great to be with a group of folks who aren't afraid to talk about Jesus in the public sphere. So, not really here to talk about Jesus today, although, well, I guess I am talking about Jesus, but I don't have a gospel message for you today, although, who knows, we may get into some of that, but really what I want to talk to you about today is the Texas Senate. So, let's get into that. So, we just had our elections last week, primary elections anyway, and some changes are coming in the Texas Senate, and I was trying to think about how I wanted to talk about it, and then I saw a tweet by Luke Macias, our great team member here at Texas Scorecard, and he was responding to a tweet put out by Mark Jones. Mark Jones is a political science professor down in Houston, I believe he is, and he has been rating the Texas legislature on a liberal to conservative spectrum for, I think, back to 2011. And so Dr. Jones had just put out a tweet that said, looks like the Texas GOP Senate caucus has four new members beginning January 2023. And he listed those folks, Phil King, Mays Middleton, Tan Parker, and Kevin Sparks. Three of those guys, the first three, are all sitting House members in the Texas House of Representatives. And the last one is a new member to politics in Texas, at least to the legislature, Kevin Sparks, actually used to be, I think, a board member at TPPF, Texas Public Policy Foundation, when I was over there. And so, anyway, Luke responds to or quotes the text for the tweet from Jones and says, "This will most definitely be the most conservative Texas Senate in recent history." So I got to thinking about that, and you know, I get what my friend Luke was saying, that it's going to be a significant shift from where the Texas Senate was in 2021. And I don't think anybody can argue with that. And we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go through this process. But I got to thinking about not too long ago, back as recent as 2017. And I thought, you know, I don't think this 2023 Senate will probably be as conservative as that one. Because I knew some of these guys who are coming in, Phil King and Tan Parker in particular. I've watched their careers around the Texas House for a long time. And they're just not real conservative, right? They're I guess you'd call middle of the road. They're not, you know, I wouldn't call them rhinos, but I wouldn't call them solid free market conservatives. And so, and I think the Texas Fiscal Responsibility Index, you know, proves that. 62% for Phil King, that's a failing grade in like where I teach schools. And then Tan Parker, even worse, 52%. So I was thinking, you know, I just don't see those guys pulling the Texas Senate to the right. Now, Mays Middleton is a different matter. He had a 91 on the TFR index in 2021. Good, solid conservative. Also, I think another board member at TPPF when I was there. And then Kevin Sparks, I think, is great. I don't know how he'll vote, but he was always very conservative when I had a chance to have conversations with him. So I think those two guys will be great. But that's two guys, and I'm just not sure that those two guys will be able to pull the Texas Senate to the right as far as it was back in 2017. So I thought I'd just put together a little chart here and go back and use three different measures starting back in 2011, because that's as far back as Dr. Jones rates his rates the Senate and the Texas legislature. And three different measures. So one is going to be the TFR, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility Index. The second one is Dr. Jones's index. And then the third one is how much money they've spent. And I think if we look at all three of those, we'll get a pretty good picture of which Texas Senates have been conservative over the last, well, since 2011, and which ones really haven't. Just let me note while we're doing this, we're going to be looking at the Republicans in there, which I think is fair because ultimately we're looking at how Republicans vote to see how conservative the Texas Senate is because, well, you don't find any conservatives in the Democrats. And then second of all, the Republicans have been in charge of the Texas Senate since well before 2011. So really it's how what the Republicans do that guides where the Senate goes, because you're not going to get Democrats voting the right way on most real, true conservative programs. Now, the one exception to that would be particularly Senator Eddie Lucio on abortion, right to life kind of stuff. He's great on that. But other than that, you're just going to not see them helping the Senate move to the right. So let's go back to 2011 and look at what the indexes say about the Texas Senate. So TFR ranked the Texas Senate overall at 47%. That what that means is that the Texas Senate voted conservative 47% of the time. And, you know, that's just not good. Now, it's better than it might be for some places, other states besides Texas. It might be better than other instances of the Texas Senate sometime in the past, but it's the lowest score in the range that we're looking at, 47%. So not very good. We go back and look at the Jones Index, and it's kind of hard to really compare one Senate to another using what Jones comes up with. So what I've really done is just looked at how many really conservative senators they have each session that pull the Senate to the right. And back in 2011, there were two, right? And that was Senator Birdwell and Senator Patrick, both of them pretty new in the Senate, not brand new, but pretty new. And they were the outliers, the ones that were pulling the Senate to the right. But that was it. There were just two of them. And then 2011, how much did they spend? Well, they increased spending by only 1.4%. Now, that's a little bit of that doesn't really tell you how conservative they were, that they increased biennial spending. Let me explain that by 1.4%. Because in 2009, the time before, they had blown out the budget in the Texas legislature. And 2011 was a point of great fiscal stress, and they didn't have much money to spend in 2011. And so they spent what they had, but it wasn't a real indicator of how conservative or liberal the Senate was. But nonetheless, I think we can look and see from the TFR score in particular, and the Jones just two conservative senators, but 2011 wasn't very conservative. Then we move on to 2013, and we see, first of all, starting at TFR, it actually increased to from 47% their record in the Senate to 58%. So, yeah, looks like that's an increase. But something interesting happened there. There were no real, true conservative senators in the Texas Senate in 2013. Nobody was pulling things to the right. Birdwell and Patrick had disappeared as far as leading the conservative bunch. They were still fairly conservative, but they weren't pulling things to the right. And if we look at the dollar amount or the percentage increase in spending, they were out of control. 19.3%. And the way to describe that properly is the Texas legislature, with the Senate's approval, increased appropriations or appropriated 19% more money in 2013 than they had in 2011. I mean, they just went out of control. Remember, I had mentioned that in 2011, they didn't have a lot of money. Well, they had money this time and they spent it. Not only did they spend it on the 2014-15 budget going forward, but they spent a bunch going backwards. It was just out of control. And to his credit, Dan Patrick stood up against that, voted against that, didn't win the vote, but actually took that as one of his big issues and ran for lieutenant governor off of that issue, fighting against the amount of spending that they had done. And he actually won lieutenant governor. And so by the time we moved to 2015, we have Dan Patrick not as a senator anymore, but the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas. So what did the Texas Senate look like in 2015? Well, it had turned significantly more conservative. 68% was the TFR index score for that. And so that was a big increase. And the real amazing thing, if you look at the Jones index, is now there were four new senators in the Texas Senate who were pulling the Texas Senate very far to the conservative spectrum. And folks who've been paying attention around Austin for a little while would know who these four are. Bob Hall, Connie Burton, Van Taylor, and Don Huffines. And that is what popped, those four senators were what popped into my mind the first time I saw Luke's tweet about being the most conservative Texas Senate in history. Because if you compare Hall and Burton and Taylor and Huffines to, well, really, Phil King and Tan Parker, you just can't compare those two. I think Mays Middleton will be right up there with that current previous bunch. I hope and think Kevin Sparks will be. But you just can't put Phil King and Tam Parker in that bunch. And so that's the first thing that got me thinking that I'm not sure you can say 2023 is going to be more conservative than, you know, Texas Senate's in recent history. And of course, it depends on what you'd mean by recent history. By 2023, 2017 will be, what is that, 6 years old? And then 2015 will be 8 years old. So, yeah, I'm not picking on Luke here. I just want to go through all the numbers. So they were a lot more conservative, and spending that biennium only went up by 4.3%. That was the first time I have ever seen the Texas legislature not spend as much money as they had to spend and keep the numbers little, keep them small. One other thing to note there is that Dan Patrick was no longer a senator, but he was a lieutenant governor, and he had replaced the previous lieutenant governor, David Dewhurst. And so that was a significant shift of the Texas Senate to the right, to the conservative side, even though Dan Patrick isn't graded, he doesn't vote on things, but he was guiding the Texas Senate toward the conservative side. Now we get to 2017, basic same makeup in the Texas Senate, and we see that the Texas Senate in 2017 has even moved more conservative direction. TFR score has gone up a little bit, 71%. We still have the four senators, Burton, Hall, Taylor, and Huffines, pulling the Texas Senate to the conservative side or the right side, and spending. Initial spending in 2017 by the legislature only went up by 3.6%. I mean, that's just amazing to think about that. And then, so it's looking pretty good. Dan Patrick, again, is lieutenant governor, looking well. But then we run into 2019, and there's a couple of big problems in 2019. First of all, we had the 2018 primaries. Not primaries, I'm sorry, general election. And that was the, you know, the midterm election in the Trump presidency, and the Democrats went to town on that. They knocked out Huffines and Burton out of the Texas Senate. Democrats took those seats. And so that was a huge shift to the left, both for the Texas Senate and the Texas Republican Party, senators in the Republicans. And then Van Taylor left to go run for Congress and went on up to Congress. So all of a sudden, three of the four conservative stalwarts were gone. And sure enough, I think it showed up. We only had one truly conservative senator pulling everybody to the right, and that was Bob Hall. Now, that's according to Dr. Jones' ratings. Now, there was Brian Hughes and Paul Bettencourt who stepped up, didn't quite get up there to the level of a Connie Burton or even a Taylor or a Huffines, but they did a pretty good job. But still, there was just that one pulling to the right. TFR index dropped off significantly, 59%, down to almost where it was back in 2013. So the really significant move towards conservatism disappeared in the TFR index, and spending went out the wazoo. That's a technical term, but it went up 14%. Initial appropriations in 2019 were 14% over what had happened in 2017. The other issue that we saw there was Dan Patrick was no longer leading the conservative charge in the Texas Senate. He responded in multiple sources, and you heard him talk this out in public as well. He took a very negative perspective on the 2018 primary, general elections with the Democrats taking over, was fearful that that might happen to others, and the Republicans might lose the Senate in 21. And so he pushed them back toward the middle, came out right out of the bat proposing $5 billion for Texas teacher pay raises and spending, as we see, significantly amount more money, 14% over 2017. So we had both leadership at the very top and then none of the senators really out there pulling to the right except for Bob Hall with some assistance by Hughes and Bettencourt. So it was a downfall. And then it was got even worse in 2021, where there were the TFR index score dropped to 50%. Spending wasn't quite up as much, not 14% like in 19, but it was still up about 11%. And I think that's, I haven't put together all the numbers yet because it's hard to pull them all together, but I will eventually. And with all this COVID money coming into the state, I think we're going to find that money that the Texas legislature spent or that schools spent that they normally would get from the legislature but got from the federal government instead, and maybe some other places as well, we're going to see massive increases in spending for this current biennium that may outweigh anything that we've done in the past around here. So, but you put that together. Now, you had an interesting thing here is you had, according to Mark Jones, you had four members out on the right pulling the legislature to the right. Hughes, Springer, Creighton, and Hall were the senators who were out there doing that and kind of pulling everybody off over that way. But, it looks like from the rankings of the Jones's rankings that pulling them out to the right there was more of a shift of the Texas Senate Republicans back to the center than it was this hard pull to the right. And if you look over at the TFR index, it kind of looks like that. So you got Hall and Brian Hughes at the top, 93 and 92, really solid. Then you had Creighton and Springer, 86 and 84. Now, that was better than the next two, which were Paxton and Shortner, and then Birdwell at 74, 73 right there. But, you just can't really see an 86, 84 pulling folks to the right. I was actually surprised when I saw Springer at 84 because I didn't think he'd be that high. So it's a B. We'll take a B. But you just look at the whole thing. And it doesn't, the Texas Senate was clearly less conservative in 2021 than it had been in 2019 and then 2017 and 15 entirely. So what does it look like in 2023? Well, I think, like I said, it's going to look a lot better with Middleton and Sparks pulling them to right, going to join Bob Hall, who's always doing his job there. You know, it looks like you got some hope there in Springer even, maybe, in Creighton. Maybe Angela Paxton will be there. Maybe if folks like that and even Phil King or Tan Parker have some good conservative senators to hang around with, maybe we'll see this movement to the right. And that would be great. You know, it would be nice if we could get the TFR index up above the 50% it was this time, maybe closer to the 68 or 71 it was back in the 2015 and 17 era. But I just don't think we're going to see the Texas Senate back to the days of Connie Burton and Bob Hall and Van Taylor and Don Huffines. So we will see how it goes along the way. But, you know, there's always hope for that, and there's always hope that maybe Dan Patrick will pick back the conservative baton back up and pull the Texas Senate with him as well. All right, well, thank you very much. It's been great being with you on episode 70 of the Liberty Cafe, and thanks once again to our sponsors, Texas Scorecard.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Cafe by Texas Scorecard. You can find more shows and great content at texasscorecard.com. Please consider leaving a review or rating the show on whatever podcasting platform you listen on.